Thursday, September 29, Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, and good morning if you're just tuning in. Nicho Hynes won the Dally M medal last night and won it in a canter in the end, the highest individual tally in the history of the award. 38 votes he got from James Tedesco with 33, Ben Hunt 32. In the NRLW, the Dally M medal went to Racine McGregor, the Sydney Roosters halfback. And we've got Blocker coming up shortly. Just this text, Gordon at Arimba. I think one of the big storylines as far as the grand final is concerned is if Penrith win, where do they rate as far as great teams of the modern era are concerned? And this text, Laurie, can we destroy your myth that Penrith are the best side in the last 3 years? They are simply not. Storm were the best in 2019-20. Storm slaughtered Penrith in the 2019 grand final. Well, that's wrong because the 2019 grand final was between the Roosters and the Raiders.
Yeah.
The game was over after 20 minutes and 26-6 with only 11 minutes to go. I accept Penrith have been the best side in 2022, but certainly not prior to that, says Gordon at Arimba.
Well, Gordon, let me take you through it. 2020, Penrith lost two games, all right, and they finished first on the competition table and lost the grand final to the Storm, all right? But that was their first grand final. Last year, they'd only lost three games, and they won the grand final. And this year, they have lost, four games, and they're in the grand final. And for me, that form is better than anyone in the last 3 years. There's not a club that can match that in the last 3 years.
Middo.
Good morning, Block.
Good morning.
So, Gordon, there you go, my friend.
Loz, I love it when you're assertive. You're the world's best bloke, but when you get a boo in your bonnet, I love it. And when you correct and you know that you're right, you stick it up them and stick it to them. I love that stuff.
I'm not saying in the last decade. I'm just saying the last 3 years.
Yes.
Statistically, you cannot beat their record.
Definitely been the best side in the last 3 years.
And if they win on Sunday, it just confirms that they're one of the great teams.
100%.
100%. Great to have you at our grand final lunch block yesterday.
Wish
we were still going, to be honest.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Loz and I had a bit of fun up on the stage. I don't know about everyone else.
We had a great time.
Bringing back some great memories, Loz. Thank you for that. The Daily M's last night. Congratulations to Nicho Hynes. Did anyone hear him speak after it? I thought he was absolutely sensational. Now, I went for Todd Payton as the coach of the year. I don't know if it was just me, but his speech, when he got the Daily M coach of the year, went for half an hour. Now, I think what happens is when blokes get up to speak and all that sort of stuff in television land, when the director's winding you up, they're rolling their hand over like that. I think Todd thought that meant keep going. Like, I love him. I think he's done a magnificent job. But it was, I said to my wife, we were sitting up there watching, I said, this is a speech for when he's like at his club presentation night. Mm. Like, it just went on and on and on and on. But, mate, congratulations to him. I thought that he was the coach of the year.
Yeah.
So it was good. Great to see Nicho Hynes get that award and win so comfortably. He spoke so well after it. And
did you get a surprise he won so comfortably?
I did.
I did, mate, too.
Well, all the talk was about Ben Hunt.
Yeah.
You know, coming in. Look, hey, Loz, I want to bring up about the Daily M's, and, mate, it's a great night, and everyone who wins an award deserves it. But is it for the best player in the game? If you're playing, Laurie Daly's playing with the Canberra Raiders, and Canberra Raiders have got 10 internationals in their side. So it's harder for you to poll than when you're playing in a side that's lesser. Like, if you, mate, you know, I'm saying it's great that the blokes win it and all that sort of stuff, but is it for the best player in the game?
Well, we had this conversation early in the week, didn't we? I don't know what the best system is, Block. And then I thought, should we go to a system where your team's player of the year is nominated for the Dally M?
Yeah.
So you've got 16, and then they vote on who
who's
they think
the best.
Yeah.
But it all comes down to preference. I'm lucky enough to be a judge, and it goes behind closed doors after, what is it, round 21 12. Or something like that. It goes behind closed doors. But it's all preference, isn't it?
Yeah,
mate,
it is.
Mate, you get
And he's had a wonderful year, Nick. Yeah, he's been the Sharks' best player.
And I've got my favourite players. I'll admit that. So if there's anyone playing and it's a bit of a toss-up about who you're going to vote for, I've got to be honest, you vote for the bloke that you...
What about... we always seem to give it to the playmakers.
Loz, I'm glad you brought this up.
Do you get frustrated, Blocker?
Yes.
When your front rowers do not...
Yes, they don't
get
even
nominated.
They don't even poll.
And did someone tell me that James Fisher-Harris wasn't in
the nominations for prop of the year?
Really?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I reckon it's toss up between him and Payne Haas. You're definitely giving Tarpany one. I would have Fisher-Harris, Haas. If either of those got it, you wouldn't batter an eyelid.
Well, Haas did get it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So Fisher-Harris wasn't in the nominations.
Wow, mate, he'd been unbelievable. But the other thing is too. Let's change the name. Keep the Daily M's.
Yes.
But let's just call it the Halfbacks Award or the Halves Award. Up until Cameron Smith come along.
But no, Fisher-Harris should have been in the running. I can't believe that he wasn't in the nominations for front rower of the year. He's been outstanding.
He's been outstanding.
He's tough. He goes forward. He's an intimidating presence. And one of the reasons why Penrith will start favourites in this grand final on the weekend. What else have you done this week, Block?
Mate, I just cruised around with you guys. I did 360 last night, which was good, with Gordon Tallis. I like working with Gordy.
I love Gordy.
Yeah, he's always got an opinion,
yep,
and he backs it. If he's wrong, then he'll come out and say, you know what, I was wrong about that or whatever. Hey, Loz, I'm going to talk to you about, is the grand final breakfast still on? Do they still have the grand final breakfast?
I think they got rid of that. I think the players and the coaches hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Did you like it?
No.
No.
Did you like it?
No, I don't like getting up early.
No, we were the same.
Yeah. And because your energy's going into the grand final and you get a little bit moody, I would say. Well, yeah. I did anyway. I don't know about you, Loz, but mate, getting up at early in the morning, going along to the grand final breakfast, I wasn't really my
No, game. I think they got like rid of it a couple of years
ago.
Yeah, they did.
Because Joey always told the story with Parramatta. They reckon in 2001, Parramatta had that record-breaking season.
Yeah.
And he reckons they knew at the grand final breakfast that they were tight and tense and...
Yeah, but
you know,
mate,
the nights were loose, but you know, you try and find any sort of
But it's easy to say after the event when you win the grand final, they look a little bit nervous at the grand final breakfast.
And then if you see a team, you know, happy and joyful and kicking the ball around, they didn't take it seriously enough, or they were too relaxed.
You played in plenty of grand finals. What about your preparation? Did you like to keep it same so as all the week, or did you all the season, or did you find it was a little bit different and you felt a bit more pressure?
Block, it's funny because for me each grand final
was different.
It was a different feel after the game. It was a different feel leading up to each grand final. So in 89,
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh shit,
that's all right. No, it's all right.
I hate talking about it. But 89, it was like for us. We're not expected to do anything. We're having a crack here. We're just having a bit of fun.
Yeah.
That's how we were at that particular moment in time. Then 90 came along, and right from the get-go, you're expected to win. So every week they're talking about you guys winning the comp and how easy it'll be. And it felt like a grind.
Mm.
And once you get there, it's a relief. And then when you win it, it's a bigger relief because you're expected to win. And then in 94, it was completely different again because you'd sort of been there. You hadn't been a part of it for 3 or 4 years.
And you're coming back.
And you want to prove to people that you still got it and you still have a very good footy team. So that was a sort of motivator for you as well. So all the build-ups
were different to a grand final. Was your favourite one, the 89?
First one's always your best. It's completely different. All three had completely different emotions at the end of the 80 minutes, but the most... joyful one
was 89. Of course, you nearly ruined the trophy. I remember that.
Sorry, mate. I hate bringing it up with you.
No, it's all right.
No, mate, I do. Listen, I really do.
Loz,
I hate it.
You're a good mate of mine, mate.
You are. You're a good mate of mine.
That's how it goes, mate. That's beautiful. How the cookie crumbles.
Beautiful scenes here in the studio.
I should be sponsored by Kleenex. Do they make tissues or something?
There was nearly a cuddle there. just on trying to find pup on trying to find, I don't know, little things in the opposition. Because often, like for test matches on tour, sometimes you'd be staying in the same hotel, right?
Yeah. So a lot of the time.
So,
you know, you just see just day before a test match, see a few blokes, I don't know, having breakfast in the dining room, just go, gee, they look a bit tense.
No. Never took any notice of it. Yeah. I reckon it was the greatest myth on the planet. It's like someone said, oh, we knew we were going to lose because of the way we warmed up. What does warm-up mean? Warm-up does not count for anything. In cricket, might be different in other sports, but like, again, you're going, oh, you're doing your run-through so good and your technique looks great and you're running fast and that's good. You go fielding slip and don't run for 40 overs.
Hey, pup, I've been involved in a lot of captain's runs and absolutely the day before the game of captain's run, absolutely hopeless. Blokes dropping the ball, falling over.
Game day, they're on fire.
Yeah. And I've actually played, done ones where, geez, we're on fire. Let's finish this after 20 minutes and then go out and get smashed. So, I mean, it doesn't.
I found that the hardest thing for the teams that I play with, certainly once a lot of those great players left the team and you had more youngsters, the hardest thing about a massive game was not playing it before it actually come. So not thinking about, you know, how you're going to get off the mark and how you're going to make your 50 and how you're going to make 100 in the night before the game or the 2 nights before the game. Actually trying to get away from it any possible way you could, even if it meant, you know, go out to dinner with your wife or your partner or some mates. Try not to talk about cricket until you woke up in the morning. And if you woke up, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning super excited, that was okay. But trying to deal with it 3, 4, 5 days out, That was always the challenge, I reckon.
There's always one bloke, and I'll ask Pup and Laurie, there's always one bloke that you look to and you feel comfortable when he's in your team. Who was that for you guys?
Oh, mine's a no-brainer. Mine was Warnie.
Yeah.
Because Warnie, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, Warnie always thought we could win. And that was based on he always thought he was good enough to make us win.
Yeah, good to that. What about you, Lox?
Mal.
Mal, yeah. Oh, big chicken George.
You just looked around and you saw the look in his eye.
You got the sense.
He was ready to go. Or he was looking at you going, mate, we need you today.
He hit me with that pole. You know that pole he used to have around his arm? Hit me across the nose one day. I've never been hit like that in my life. It was like a cement truck hitting you.
I used to love it when he would... So if we weren't playing well in the first half or things weren't going great and the opposition had to kick off in the second half, he would always, if we needed something, he'd go down and take that first kickoff.
I'll carry it off the kickoff, yeah.
Yeah. For a centre, that's very rare. But he would always do it. In a big game, if we were struggling or we needed some inspiration and they had to kick off, He would take that first carry.
Yeah, he was a great skipper, wasn't he?
Yeah, great leader.
Great skipper.
It's interesting, Loz, actually. We were talking about Joel Selwood before and his ability to enjoy the moment knowing he was retiring in the grand final in the AFL last week. I guess Mal had a similar experience in 94.
Yeah, he did. And scored a try. He scored that innocent try.
Was that
try.
When McCracken was trying to catch him? Was that,
yep.
was
yes.
that, that one?
Yeah. Yeah, scored a
good luck.
Try in his last game. Yeah, no one was ever going to stop him in that game. But, yeah, he was a... highly driven individual, Mal, because he had a lot of setbacks through his career too.
That broken arms. What about the day?
He's owned five times.
What about the week that the Roosters sledged him and he went out and scored five tries? You remember that?
66-4.
Oh my
God!
They sledged him. Boom, boom.
Yeah, keep him. Don't say anything to Mal.
That's it.
Let him go.
Now the Racing League is off to a flyer with 14 wins from 12 runners across the three eastern states. It's an extraordinary strike rate. Now you can join the fun. TRL is giving you the chance to win 4 VIP tickets to the Moet and Shandong Garden for Epsom Day at Royal Randwick this Saturday, plus $500 cash, and there's 2 NRL Grand Final tickets up for grabs. Don't miss out. Entries close this Thursday, 5 p.m. Entry is free. Simply go to trl.net/Epsom. That's trl.net/Epsom, AFSL license 223671. Text from John from Wingham. G'day, Loz, Pup and Middo. Lots of talk this week that if Para win, it'll be the biggest upset since the Tigers in 69. That 69 grand final was no upset. There was nothing between the two sides all year. One win each during the season and South's win narrowly in the major semi after Balmain played the second half a man short after Artie Beetson was sent off Now, if Parra win, I don't see it as an upset because they have proven already they have the game to beat Penrith, says John from Wingham. Famous grand final, that, because Souths were red-hot favourites.
They were. They were in 69. The best story for me to come out of it was Hal Brown, the best centre in town. That was his nickname. He didn't play, and he dressed up as a tiger that day on the sideline. So Hal Brown, one of the players that played all year, was the tiger on the sideline.
Mascot.
Yeah.
Did he?
The
really?
Mascot, yeah. That's how he got into the ground and that.
Because that grand final was about the Tigers, wasn't it, when momentum started to build for South Sydney.
Yeah.
Someone would go down with an injury. Is
That's
that right?
Right. Well, yeah. Leo Nosworthy was the coach. God rest his soul. He was, mate, what a tremendous bloke. And his record as a coach, he coached in the country and all that sort of stuff. I think he went something like 10 premierships or something like that. Like, they reckon he was a genius ahead of his time. And, mate, the Tigers had a great side. That was right, too. Arthur Beetson was suspended in the semi-finals. Mm-hmm. So it was his big chance to play in the grand final, and he missed out. But it was, they had Spooky Spencer in the second row. He was a great mate.
Like, South's lineup was
magic,
wasn't it?
Look, Sattler as the captain, O'Neill, John O'Neill, McCarthy, Moses, Coote, Paul Saint, Gary Stevens, Clive Churchill was the coach of South Sydney.
Legends of the game.
Oh, mate, legends of the game. And, they still talk about it today in Tiger Town. Yeah. They still talk about that great grand final. Mate, there were some tremendous blokes that played in that game. Yeah.
When you look in recent times, I mean, there hasn't been many massive upsets, has there? Oh, was Cronulla beating the Storm in 2016? Was it a big upset? Probably not. They were probably pretty evenly matched.
This is a great grand final. Went down to the wire, that one, did it? Remember, remember Melbourne?
Cowboys and the Broncos, the same the year before. Yep. I mean, it was pretty even. You'd have to go back to... Oh, I mean, maybe Penrith beating the Roosters in 2003.
Yeah.
That was an upset.
Yeah.
Newcastle beating Parramatta.
Yeah.
The other thing with me now is the way that the game's going. Like, I'll give you an example. Kickau's got to leave the Panthers now. So you get penalised for being good now. You know, you can't keep your team. And they were saying the other day about the Panthers with all their structure and all their pathways and all the kids coming through and all the great players, that they nearly lose two players a year.
Well, we spoke about this earlier, Bocca. So a guy like Dylan Edwards... We don't know what he's on, all right? But we're assuming he's on...
He'd be on
four,
unders.
Four,
he'd be on
unders
what he's worth.
Five.
Yeah.
He's nearly worth double that now.
Yeah, he's a great player.
Oh. You know, so eventually you can't have too many million-dollar players on your cap.
Yeah. But I reckon they've got to do something. If you come through as a junior and you start your career there, they've got to have some sort of dispensation. I know... They've got it now. Is it after eight seasons or something? Not many blokes play eight seasons, mate. I can tell you. If you go through the record of all the players that have played in the NRL, not many blokes play 8 years.
No.
I don't reckon. And no, I reckon they've got to shorten up. Maybe shorten it up to 5 years, and then, you know, we can see these sort of sides, you know, have dominance but be able to keep their juniors.
Someone on the text line, Newcastle beating Manly was the biggest upset ever. Probably was. It'd be up there.
97.
25 years ago yesterday. Yeah. Would you believe? 25 years. Tonight, the Opals are hot favourites in their World Cup quarterfinal against Belgium with tab $1.09. Belgium $7 and plus 13.5 at the line. And yesterday in the Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees clinched the American League East title with a 5-2 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. And Aaron Judge still chasing his 61st home run for the season to equal an American League record.
I'm glad you brought up yesterday because I want to talk to Pup about something. Pup, you looked magnificent yesterday. And I think I've got to know you pretty well over the year. And I really like you. You're a good kid.
What about Josh Reynolds' shirt too, Bob?
But,
mate, the jacket. Louis Vuitton jacket. I've never even seen a Louis Vuitton jacket before.
Why does it matter what brand it is? Did you like the jacket?
I loved it. It looks sensational.
Thank you very much. Thank you, buddy.
Can you
just
please tell me how much
just a name.
Can you tell me how much that's worth?
Can't remember.
Eight gorillas?
I can't remember how much it was.
Oh, look at him.
I saved.
I wish we were on television. Because you are smiling now.
I saved for it. I worked hard. I went to radio every day at 4:30 in the morning for 12 months to save for it.
Do you reckon they make them in three extra large?
Definitely. At that price, they'll do whatever you want.
I don't think the block walking up.
You're kidding.
No, it doesn't suit you.
What do you mean it doesn't suit me?
Block, I'll get you an RM one. RM Williams jacket. That'll suit you.
Yeah, that's you.
Do you go promise? With your jeans? You got your blue jeans on?
I have. Do you promise?
Yeah. I don't want to let you down. I'll do my best for you.
You know why? Because why I bring it up, I went on the Matty John show a couple of years ago, and the thing for going on, part of the thing was they give you a pair of, was it blue steel boots?
Blue steel.
I never got me boots.
Oh, you didn't get them?
I'm blowing up. Mate, I want me blue steel boots.
Get the RMs.
I don't know.
You've got RMs on now.
No, I don't know what I'd do with blue steel. You'd have to go to to wear blue steel boots, wouldn't you? Go to work.
You can wear them round. You don't have to go to work. You can wear them round.
Oh, okay.
Steel caps when you're booting people on the backside.
Size 14.
Get ready for footy finals at Bing Lee. Huge deals on TVs from leading brands. It's the perfect time to upgrade. Head to binglee.com.au today. Great service, great brands, great value. Now available in store and online at Bing Lee. Bing Lee, better living every day. And on the line, I'll tell you what, he loves his para. Luke from Warbury, isn't he, Luke? G'day, Luke. How are you?
Hello, but I'm actually from Baruga.
Oh, Baruga. Sorry, mate.
Baruga. Now, I got billeted at Baruga when I was a youngster.
Awesome.
Good chat. Go on, Lukey. Sorry, buddy. All yours.
I reckon Parramatta will win 22 points to 18 and will win by 4. And
love it.
Time try score will be Sevo.
Clint
Gutho.
Yeah,
Gutho.
What about man of the match?
Man of the match would probably be Mitchell.
Ooh, Mitchell, you've done your homework.
Yeah.
Para by 4.
Yeah, Para by 4.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Oh, how good.
How many in the family are going?
Me, my dad, and my sister.
Ooh, you don't sound happy about
sister
the sister
part
getting
didn't sound that positive, yeah. You sitting beside her, Lukey boy?
Well, I was lucky enough to get 2 tickets next to each other. Then we're like up at like 12:30, still trying to get her one.
Oh, so what does that mean? Did the 3 you sit together, or does she have to sit somewhere else?
She has to sit like a bay away.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know.
You know what? When you get there, somebody might swap seats with you. They might let your sister sit beside you and they'll go and sit over there if you ask politely.
Maybe.
Do your best. Maybe. Or you go the other way and go, oh, how good, I don't have to sit beside my sister.
You got all the gear, Luke? You got the flags and the Parramatta jumper and all that sort of stuff?
I've got the wig, the jumper, the shorts. I got my shoes.
Wow.
And I've got socks and my flag.
No jersey.
And my cape.
Your cape? What are you, Superman or something?
No, I'm not Superman.
Paraman.
Paraman.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, Paraman. You can be the only Paraman out there.
Tell us how you managed or handled the last 10 minutes of the game against the Cowboys the other night, Luke.
Running up and down the hallway.
Good boy.
Then I broke the stress ball. It has a hole in it now.
Stress ball.
Oh,
great stuff.
And then I was crying after it.
Well, you
happy tears?
Happy.
Yeah, happy tears.
Yeah, good boy. Awesome. Oh, good luck, Lukey. I hope Para win for you, buddy.
Hope so.
Hope you have the best time.
On you, Luke. Okay.
Good on you, Luke.
Enjoy your grand final. Big drive there from Baruga to Homebush.
Back to my Baruga story,
yeah, go for it, yeah.
Lukey gave me nothing about that. His family probably billeted me out. PSSA cricket down in Baruga, and you got billeted.
Just on the Murray, just sort of
good times.
West of Albury.
Yeah.
Down there, right on the border. All righty.
Loved it.
So Luke says 22-18 to the Eels. He's got says Micah Sevo will score at any time. Gutho will be the first try scorer. Mitchell Moses, the Churchill medalist. And that's a little preview tomorrow. We want our listeners to ring in and tell us much of the same. Who wins by how much? Who's your Churchill medalist, first try scorer? Tomorrow we're going to take a stack of calls. Now we're going to preview the grand final and the market with Tab. And, it hasn't changed much throughout the week. It opened $1.43. So Penrith $1.38, Parramatta $3.10, And the line is 8.5 para the plus. Roughly 2-1, the money's running in favour of the Eels in the head-to-head, in favour of the Panthers, I should say. Penrith best back, 2-1 in the head-to-head market. The total points over-under is set at 37.5 as it stands, with a bit of juice for the over, $1.80, the under at $2. In your margin betting, as Loz mentioned earlier this morning, there's been money for Penrith 13+, which is the $2.35 favourite. Penrith 1-12, $2.60. Para 1-12, $4.50. Para 13+, $11. And a draw after 80 minutes, $21. In your Clive Churchill medal market, Nathan Cleary is $2.75. But best back this week has been Dylan Edwards on the second line of betting at $8 with Tab. Isaiah Yeo is a $9 chance. Mitch Moses at $10. $13 for Appy Korosau and Clint Gutherson, $15 and longer the rest. Let's look at the forwards first and we'll look at the back. Let's look at the forward battle block. So up front, particularly the battle between Regan Campbell-Gillard and Junior Paolor and James Fisher-Harris and Moses Leota initially there up front is going to have a big bearing on the result, because those two Parramatta props, when they're up and about, it is so crucial.
Well, yeah, so important in the first 20 minutes especially. It amazes me how different these guys are because of the personnel that the Panthers have got. When you have a look at Leota and Fisher-Harris, they just go about their business, like just making yardage and all that sort of stuff. So I think if Parramatta are to win, they can't finesse their way around, but they've got blokes who can offload the football. I reckon if they can't go into their shell, you know, blokes like Campbell-Gillard and Paolo now, Sean Lane on an edge, got a beautiful offload. He's been really hard to handle. I just think, pardon me, if they go into the game and try and, you know, go play for play with the Panthers, I don't think they can win. I think they can win if they chance their hand. I think that they've got some great players that have got the great ability with the ball to offload. Ryan Madison is another one, the lock forward. We've seen him put on some short passes and put on some tries in this semi-final series. So the big thing for me is preparation. You know, the Penrith Panthers know what it's all about, grand final week and getting themselves prepared. The Eels haven't won since 1986. The pressure is right on those guys, how they prepare. I was talking to Laurie a little bit about it before. You know, do you keep it the same so as what you've done all year, or is it different? Of course it's different. I don't know. The forward pack, for me, Isaiah Yeo, I think the Eels are going to go after Nathan Cleary, try and put as much pressure as they can. The big plus for me for the Panthers have got is Isaiah Yeo's ball-playing skill. If you have a look at it in the games, he always plays, when they go to that middle third of the field, say they go on to the left-hand side and Cleary's lined up to go with a big shift. Mm-hmm. It's always Isaiah Yeo on the backfield on that hit back against the post there. Mm-hmm. And he uses the post and all that as a bit of a player that he can run at. And that gives him a little bit of space and he can offload the ball. I've seen him score heaps of tries by using Cleary as the foil and then hitting back to Isaiah Yeo. So, I don't know. How do you know? Billy Kickow's last game, I reckon he's going to be up for it. I reckon he'll get a try. I'm going to back him for a try, Kickow. If he charges, sometimes he tries to be a ball player on that left-hand side. Yeah. Mate, I'm always for him. I think he's the biggest, strongest bloke playing the game. Don't worry about pre-line passing, just run. Just get on that half, try and get in the bloke who's third in, who's generally a halfback, and try and make as many runs as you can. It's your last game for the Panthers. But, you know, How do you know? How do you tell? You know, on the day, both forward packs are so different. You know, as I said, you know, the Panthers get through their work, and the Eels have got a little bit more guile. But if they turn the ball over, it's going to be hard. I don't think I've ever seen a forward pack or a front row pairing when they kick chase the Penrith Panthers. Their first three tackles. I don't know how opposition teams get out of their 20 or out of their half. Those guys, their first three tackles and the line speed is so good. I think they're going to kick to Wonga Blake for sure. I think he's going to have a big evening, and they're going to put pressure on him. But as far as the packs go, depending on the style of the Eels and, you know, whether they get clamped down playing a like they're at their best when they use the footy. So I reckon they've got to go out and do that.
I agree, Block. I've said it all year. They've just got to back their style, and their style is to try and get as many one-on-ones as they possibly can and try and offload the ball and play off the back of that, get a two-pass shift happening and try and pull the defence out of shape. Because if you go against this Penrith defensive system, they work so well together, but individually they can miss, and they can miss on the edges. You talk about coming out of trouble. I think they've got to move the ball out of trouble, yeah. Go to where there's a bit of space. Penrith like to get off their line really fast, but they shorten and compress their line. But you've got to be brave enough. And I keep talking about being brave in a grand final, brave in a big game. And I think they've got to do that. I think they've just got to trust their ability to use the ball when it's required. You talk about kicking game, and I know we've spoken about Cleary's kicking game, but for me, Mitchell Moses' kicking game. And I know that Parramatta are worried about Wonga Blake. I would be putting Brian To'o under huge amounts of pressure.
Would you kick to him?
Well, what I would do, this is me personally, all right, because you know that he's going to carry the ball 10 metres nearly every carry, and he's going to have 25 to 30 carries a game.
Yes.
You just know that.
Yeah, it becomes a norm
so
now, doesn't it?
So I look for variety in a kicking game, and I would look to – there's two options you've got, and you mix it up. So you can kick long, that's fine. But if you kick long and the wingers are back, he's just going to carry the ball forward. So you can either kick early in a tackle count, isolate Dylan Edwards, win that first play, and then you get To'o on the next play, either from dummy half or one off the ruck, but you set defensively and you can go forward and get a better chance of trying to limit the impact that he has. Or, for me, again, I would say to Mitch Moses, take 10 metres off your kick. Take 10 metres off your kick. Don't worry about putting it on the 10. Put it on the 20. If we're around halfway, and let's give ourselves a chance of competing in the air against To'o. Yeah. And if we don't compete in the air, he's standing still
under
the ball.
And he's getting hit. They've got time
and you're tackling
to get down
that
there.
Way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you kick to him and he's back, he'll return at 10 metres. Or if Dylan Edwards makes that run on tackle 4 or 5, they're still back to get involved early in that play.
Yeah.
And he carries the ball. But get him standing. You got Wonga Blake on the right.
Yep.
You can say to Wonga, you're good in the air when you're attacking the ball. You know, he's not under Cleary's. Yeah, but it's different.
Is that to convince him?
No.
He's good in the air.
No. It's different when you're attacking the ball rather than you're standing, hearing the footsteps coming your way.
See,
where it's important for you to catch it. Yeah. So you put To'o under pressure because he's standing. Mm. So you say to Mitch, instead of kicking it 40 metres, let's kick it 30 metres, put it on the 20. Mm. Because if you kick it to the 10, he's going to bring it back to the 20 anyhow. You have him standing under the ball. You compete for it. If you don't compete for it, you've got people there to tackle him straight away, like, or you kick early. And you make sure that you get Edwards isolated. You put pressure on him, and then you've got a better chance of stopping To'o.
I'd be kicking the Charlie Staines. Isn't it amazing how, you know, you think differently? I'd be kicking the Staines. I'll tell you why. He can be manhandled. So you kick to him. He's not a tackle breaker. You look, you know, I understand what you're doing with To'o, but he can break tackles. The other bloke's got speed and he can finish and all that sort of stuff. But kick returns, I reckon you can pick him up and drive him back. And I reckon that'll be the plan. I reckon they might kick to him.
I'd rather tackle him on play two. And you look at the work rate that he has.
Yeah.
His work rate is not as effective as To'o. Mm. So I'm trying to limit what To'o can do, because then on tackle two or three,
he's not bringing the ball back.
I'd rather trust our defence to tackle Staines, because you can win those early tackles. Mm. But then if he carries the ball, so you can win Edwards, you can win Staines. But then if To'o carries it on three or four...
He can get you rolling forward.
So you're better off to take him out of the equation first by either having him standing catching or Dylan Edwards trying to win the play there and then have To'o on my opinion.
The other big thing with the Panthers was last week against South. Now, they rested all their players, or a lot of their players, a lot of them only played one game in a month. They were a little bit down against South at the start. They were down 12-0 against the South Sydney side. And then all of a sudden, South didn't score again. They piled on 30 points. So to me, they looked a little bit rusty. And then all of a sudden, they came good. That to me is a sign of a great side. And they look, I don't think they'll be rusty this week. If they come out and they start well in the first 20 minutes, it's going to be tough for the Eels.
Okay, Blocker, who wins the grand final? What's the score? Clive Churchill, first try scorer.
Do you know
anything
what
you want? What have you got for us?
I'm going to go Penrith by 7 to win. My man of the match, and I already mentioned him a little bit earlier when we were talking about the two teams and the options that the Penrith Panthers have got. Isaiah Yeo, I'm going for the Clive Churchill medal. I think he's had a magnificent season, and he just relieves the pressure off Nathan Cleary, and they know how to play, these guys. They've got a wonderful understanding. So Isaiah Yeo for my Clive Churchill medal, and Brian To'o. Is that it?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm a little bit mixed about how we pronounce his name, but I think Brian To'o will get a try.
Oh, he's a good player. He's a very, very good player. Bugger it. Eels.
No.
Are you? By
wow.
How many? By how many?
2.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
First try scorer.
See, though.
Wow, you're tipping the Eels to win by 2 loss. Mm. Massive upset.
Yeah. I've gone over it in my head and thinking, why am I tipping Parramatta?
You have stuck solid with them throughout the year. Even
they
there was
nearly
one,
lost me
they
there.
They nearly lost you, but you did stay. I think it was after they lost to South 26-0.
It was one game they lost and I went, oh, I'm nearly off them. But I'll stick with them. Look, Penrith have been a remarkable footy team. They've been the most consistent. But I just get a feeling there could be an upset in this game.
Pop.
Penrith by 16.
Ooh, Pop, I love it when he puts them on the line like this.
Yeah, maybe more.
Have you got a Churchill medalist for us?
Cleary.
I'm going Penrith 30 to 12.
Oh, 30 to 12?
So by 18.
Yeah.
30 to 12. I want Parramatta to win, by the way. Just because, you know, neutral fan, underdog. Mm. Love to see the underdog win. Great story. 36 years. I want Parramatta to win, but my head says Penrith will win 30 to 12.
Man, I think it's going to be one of the great grand finals.
I'm with you, Isaiah Yeo, for the Clive Churchill. And I'll go Liam Martin, first try scorer. There you go. Value.
What's he, 80 to 1 or something?
No, he'd be about... Come back to me there, Block. But
are you? How confident are you?
$26.
Well, are you going to put any hard earn on it or
yeah,
not?
Absolutely.
You are.
Grand final day.
Well, then I'll back you up then.
Provided I've got some left over from Epsom Day on Saturday. That's going to be a big factor in how Sunday
so
plays Loz out. So Loz
is going the upset. There's always one in the room, isn't there?
Blocker, who knows?
I know. Good point.
Anyway, good point. Both teams
toss
are
of the coin.
They've done extremely well to get where they've got to. Any result won't surprise me, but again, I'm a bit like Middo, I think. I like the upset.
Did Brad Arthur get mentioned in the Coach of the Year?
He was getting shopped around, wasn't he, about 2 months ago?
Was he nominated at all? No.
I'm not sure the nominations for that block in the end.
Well, Fitzy was nominated, and Todd Payton, obviously, he won it.
Ivan Cleary, Jason Demetrio, Craig Fitzgibbon, Brad Arthur. There you go. Mm. No, in fact, Brad Arthur failed to receive a nomination for Coach of the Year.
They might be able to nominate him if they win the grand final. Because then he is the Coach of the Year, getting the underdogs up.
Well, they didn't have a player in the Team of the Year, Para. The Dally M Team of the Year last night, not one player.
Feed off that. You'd be bringing that up this morning.
No one rates you.
No one rates us.
No one rates us.
No one rates us.
Not even good enough to have someone in the Team of the Year.
Block, it's a minute past 8, and you know, we've still got a World Cup to come, so you know, I'm sure we'll have more contributions from you for the rest of the year. But just from the round to round, week to week, loved it, mate.
Thank you. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You're a wonderful gentleman, and you know what? I got the opportunity to meet the pup. I'd never met the pup before. I was a great admirer from a distance, Loz.
Yes.
Watching him bat.
You abuse me from afar. Now you sort of abuse me straight to my face. I
never,
love it,
ever. I'm just jealous that I can't fit into a Louis Vuitton jacket.
No, but you can definitely fit into an R.M. Williams one. Ooh. That's
anyway,
for sure.
Boys, it's been a pleasure. The pleasure has been all mine. Good evening and bye
love
for now.
Love you, Block.
Bye, boys.